Okay, ladies and gentlemen, a big warm welcome, even though it's freezing today and windy. Welcome to this week's Walk and Talk. We've got a lot of dystopian, disturbing content. In fact, some of the things that have just been announced in terms of the breakdown of freedom of speech and what has happened this week are dystopian would be an understatement at the severity of some of these things. So we're going to get into it all. It is freezing, schoolboy era. I forgot my gloves. My hand is frozen already. But we're going to get into all this. Oh, and talking about breakdown of freedom of speech, my video from 2 days ago where I talked about two countries, both beginning with the letter I, that are having conflict with one another at the moment. What a surprise. What was it, 100,000 views in no time at all, and then the video gets closed down. Yes, as usual, I get my regular email. The video was closed down. It's always funny when you say things that don't match the perspective of the mainstream media, where I always like to look at it from an unbiased, non-political perspective and sort of break these things down based on logic and common sense. But no, if you do that, you get cancelled in today's age. So we'll touch upon that at the end, because I know some of you mentioned other platforms. I will touch upon that. But let's get into the first story then. The surveillance state has begun. Indeed. So this is what's just been announced. The US House of Representatives in the USA, by the way, this isn't North Korea. This is the USA. The US House of Representatives has authorized Section 702, now this is a big one, of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. This is basically the, without warrant, the surveillance of Americans. Now, previously this was just in the USA, and now it's globally. So the US, and we talked about this a while ago, the power they have through the banking system that they operate, basically. They're now putting pressure onto other countries to also provide surveillance for the US. And there's been all these court cases and breakdown of freedom of speech. And even though the court cases were proven, FBI, CIA, US government just said, okay, well, so what? And nothing has, I mean, it's like when I said to you before, who polices the police, which is a old expression that came from who guards the guards. And it's true. Who guards the guards? And the answer is no one. If you are an elite force and you are the guards of old, who exactly is going to stop you from doing anything? Nobody. And now we understand why all these bureaus have beefed up their weaponry, equipment. You see the FBI or the, you know, some of these, even the IRS now, you see them with these massive blacked out Bushmaster style vehicles, assault weapons and all this. This is the IRS. The IRS. You'd think it was the SAS or Delta Force when you see them turn up. I mean, it's ridiculous. So let me just break down what they actually said then. So this new ruling will permit federal law enforcement to enforce on any service provider with access to communications equipment to hand over the data. That means anyone with access to a Wi-Fi router. Oh, I wonder who doesn't have a Wi-Fi router these days. So it's pretty much everyone, server, or even a cell phone or mobile phone for the Europeans. This involves anyone from a landlord to a laundromat would be required to give over this information and to hold and store the information on behalf of the government. I mean, this is madness. It's absolutely bizarre. It is a surveillance state, and this is what's happening so quickly. And the video I've got coming out this weekend, I'm hoping it'll be Saturday. Again, another production video. I've been working hard this week on it. And that's why I'm going down just for I don't know how long it'll be, probably spring, summertime, down to 3 videos a week, as I talked about on the video 2 days ago. So that'll probably be a stream on Tuesday, Walk and Talk on Thursday. No, you're not going mad. Some of you are probably waking up going, whoa, what's going on? Have I lost a day? No, I'm doing it a day early so that I can put more time into the production video. So I'm just going down to about 3 videos a week at the moment. And I think that's going to work quite well because I am way behind. I'm about 6 weeks behind on all of my own work, not to mention all the work on my property. Finally got the new chicken coop all automated. So they're completely self-sufficient now. The chicken's completely self-sufficient. So this 702 anyway was supposed to be for terrorism. So that's what it was about. So they could do surveillance on people, right? That's what it was for. But now, and the numbers I was looking at today, staggering. The FBI abused its authority under the law no fewer than 300,000 times in 2020 and 2021 alone, spying on American citizens, according to a court ruling. Now, this is where it gets even worse, if that isn't bad enough. It said the House didn't just vote to reform Section 02, it voted to grant intelligence agencies even more expansive surveillance powers. And it says here, this is what always gets us and makes me laugh, for greater protection of citizens' rights. Try saying that without laughing. Right. So all of this expansion now is to protect you. They're going to spy on you more and enforce all this stuff more to protect you. Yeah, of course that's the reason. I mean, it's so obvious to those of us who have read 1984 and we've been watching all this stuff for a long time now. It's so blatantly obvious, but a lot of people can't see it. They're tightening the grip. They're bringing in the net. It's like fishing. They've cast out the net and they're just tightening and tightening and tightening it every day now. And the next thing is interesting because this links into my video on Saturday. This abuse of mayors or mayors around the world, which is going to get worse, by the way. That's what the video is somewhat about. I think you're going to enjoy this, especially if you're American. It's quite unbelievable. So the mayor of this city, here we go. So Brussels police shut down the National Conservative Conference. No, this is not a joke. They actually shut it down. You might have already seen a lot of the media coverage on this, or lack thereof. Nigel Farage was stopped from doing his thing. But it wasn't just him. It was the Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban. And this one really, really surprised me. It says, even Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister of the UK, was due to speak at the conference. And I don't exactly know what happened. His plane got turned around, or he was ushered out the back, or I don't really know what happened. But he's issued a statement as well, condemning the police shutdown of the Conservative Conference. And I was trying to find out exactly why. It's like, what was the justification for shutting down this conference? And the mayor and the police said, after they were questioned about it, they said right-wing and anti-abortion views would not be tolerated in Brussels. Now, Brussels is meant to be the center of European politics. It's like supposed to be a freedom zone, as it were, but it just shows you it's not. It really isn't. But actually, the Prime Minister of Belgium, so this is Alexander De Croo, he condemned the action, asserting that banning political meetings is inconstitutional and that the mayor misused his authority, and that he wasn't allowed to shut down a right-wing conference politically just because he's a left winger. I mean, this is the weaponization and the misuse of power of some of these politicians now, these mayors that aren't even elected. It's an absolute disgrace. And there's a little bit more context with this. The event aimed to discuss and promote traditional conservative values and national conservatism. Now, there's more comments from obviously left-wing political people here saying that these events oppose the further European integration. Now, what do they mean by that? I think we know. And this is one of the other problems, you know. You speak out and you oppose some of the things going on because you're seeing a lot of problems like I'm seeing. I'm sure you're seeing a lot of these problems. You get branded as all of these names. You know, they'll call you all of these names. If you want to have typical call them what you want, conservative, Christian, whatever kind of values, right wing. And they've really sort of demonized as well this the right wing, the conservative values in politics. And they're now, they never call it just right wing. You notice that. They call it extreme right wing. Or they try and make out as if it's dangerous and the people who are on the right are just these, you know, evil people that are racist. They're all racist and all this. It's just nonsense. They're just trying to demonize, and they're using the media and what other tools they have at their disposal to do all this stuff. It's really bad, actually. And I'm trying my absolute best here to keep all the water off the camera, but it is getting soaked. So hopefully this isn't sort of zooming in and out and blurring or anything like that, like the last time we did a video. So I'll keep my fingers crossed for this. And I know a lot of you always mention I should go over to Rumble or wherever, so because of the censorship I get. But the issue is the lesser of two evils, you see, because on YouTube I have a wider reach. I've watched people who go over to other platforms and they just get no views at all. Whereas at least I can help a lot of people via YouTube, because YouTube will push it out to wider audiences. So I think it's really important that I stay on YouTube, not to mention the fact that YouTube does pay a terrible amount of ad revenue, but it's still a little bit of ad revenue. Even if I make £100, let's say, for 10 hours of work on a video, I mean, it's nothing. It's £10 for an hour of work or whatever. But that's not the point. The point is that I can actually get a lot of this information out to people, and it is paying a little bit of money, which makes it worthwhile. If I go elsewhere, my reach is going to be absolutely minimal, probably 10% of the reach here, and I'm not going to get anything from it either. And that's why I'm so grateful for those of you in the Patreon who actually, even if you just give in, I think the lowest is like $1 a week, I'm so grateful to you. Thank you, because without you doing that, I would not be able to make YouTube videos. Seriously, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't be able to survive on the revenue that I get from YouTube. So that's why I'm so grateful for you that support me in the private community. And by the way, you're not just giving it either. You get loads of value, investment stuff, guidance, allocations. There's a monthly macro video. There's all of the property videos that I release, showing you all the stuff I'm doing at my property. There's holiday cottages and investment stuff and everything. So it's not like people are just giving me money for free. You actually get a ton of value from that service. So yeah, I'm probably not going to be leaving YouTube anytime soon, just based on those things. Now, talking of YouTube and Google, this is interesting, because they've just started removing media outlets from their platform in California. And this is under state law, because they have to require to compensate media companies for any media that goes onto their platforms. And they say it's to protect the rights and freedoms of journalists. This is nonsense. You look at legacy media and you look at all the data and analytics on there, and it's so obvious what is actually happening. I was looking at the data, the demographics, just this morning, actually, and it was actually showing, I can't remember the exact percentage, but let's just say the majority of people who watch, you know, media, the general mainstream media news on the TV each day, they are baby boomers. It's almost all boomers. I mean, there's pretty much no young people that watch it. There's a few people in the middle, but it's like 90% or more are boomers that watch the news. And this is obviously a problem for them, because they're losing control of the narrative. So whatever they want to put out, and that's why they're so heavy on a lot of these platforms now, on social medias and TikTok ban. And even though it won't be a ban, as I talked about, they will just get someone else, an American, to buy it, and then they'll get them in line. That's all that's going to happen with all of this stuff. Okay, let's turn around here. Oh, this wind is brutal. Absolutely brutal here. Oh. Right, let's walk back this way, because the next story is JP Morgan, or JP Morgan Chase, more specifically. It's launching Chase Media Solutions. This is a really bad one if you're America. They're going to be selling the data of their 80 million people client base. This doesn't matter if you have been with Chase or JP Morgan in the past. They own your data and they are going to be selling it. And the money they're going to be making from this is staggering. According to their PR or their press release, Chase ran a pilot program with several large corporations, including Air Canada, Solo Stove, Blue Bottle, and Whataburger, which have all seen significant traction and new growth in customers. So they've been making a lot of money off all of this data. So now they're going to be selling it. And they said it's because it's all financially linked data. And it shows all of your spending habits. It shows your strengths, your weaknesses, where you might be easily pushed over the line to spend money with them, how to market to you better, how to advertise better. That is a little bit unethical, if you ask me. I understand why they're doing it, but that's very unethical to find people's weaknesses and then prey on those weaknesses. Oh, and a couple of days ago when I talked about all the things between those two countries, which both begin with the letter I, I said that what everyone's focusing on is the wrong thing, conventional warfare. And I talked about the guerrilla aspect of it, guerrilla warfare and everything else. Oh, the wind, this is brutal. Well, anyway, the ECB is now saying pretty much exactly, I don't need to read all this out, because it's pretty much exactly what I said a couple of days ago. Oh no, the hood's got to go back on. Gosh, the sea spray is blinding me. Okay, we've got to cover this one last then, because it's a controversial one. So you've probably seen all the flooding that's happening in the UAE and Dubai and all these other places. A year's worth of rain fell in one day, basically. I mean, it's like rivers through the desert, which is interesting for those of you that know. So it was the heaviest rainfall in 75 years, the government said. 10 inches fell in just a short period of time. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, because the only reason I started paying attention to this was because I saw an unbelievable amount of articles and news readers all saying the exact same statement. And the statement was pretty much identical across all the platforms, and it said why cloud seeding wasn't to blame for the flooding. And I thought, interesting. Let's see what they've got to say about cloud seeding here. So you remember, if you even mentioned that term, you were labeled a conspiracy theorist and you were canceled and all the other stuff. Now the media's just done this massive U-turn and they say cloud seeding is a decades old weather modification strategy. They release binding agents to the atmosphere in an attempt to get more precipitation to fall. It's used by all countries around the world, usually in areas that are facing drought or for better weather management, right? So, and it says how they do it with from the ground or with generators or from planes. Oh gosh, this just makes me laugh, you know. So they've gone from saying, oh, we never do any of this stuff. We never spray. We never do anything. It's a conspiracy to canceling people. Now they're like, oh no, this has been going on for decades. Oh no, of course. And I remember, I think it was last year when I pulled up that government report on it, saying that they were doing it and they explained why they're doing it. And the only reason I knew that was happening was because there was an article about Bill Gates and that he was investing in this technology. And I thought, okay, if he's investing this, there's something dodgy going on here. But yeah, you've got dozens and dozens. I think there was over 300. I tried to do a Google search and refine it, get it really detailed. And there's like hundreds of these stories. It was the exact same article released around the world. And it was the same thing. It was saying why cloud seeding wasn't to blame for the Dubai floods. Really? So every news agency put out the exact same headline and body text. It was just a coincidence. So I find that funny anyway. And then the other thing that made me laugh was it said that Bloomberg put out dangerous claims stating that pilots had flown missions just the day before. And it's saying, no one flew any of these cloud seeding missions. It's been weeks since they've done it. So all these people now are pulling up the radar, and they're getting all these flight radars, and then there's videos and there's pictures and everything. They're like, no, this is all a conspiracy. Right, so we just happened to have all this spraying. And then the very next day, within 2 days, there's the worst floods in 75 years. And it's a complete coincidence. No, what do they blame it on? Global warming. Here it is. It was global warming that caused these things. And it says this is more evidence of global warming. And then you know how they've got to end here. Experts, meanwhile, I mean, this is going to make you laugh. Experts, meanwhile, have debunked the cloud seeding theory as another conspiracy theory doing the rounds. What? So they've just said, oh, yeah, we've been doing it. You know, all governments do it. It's been going on for decades. It's very normal. And then at the end, they say, experts, meanwhile, have debunked this and saying that this is a conspiracy theory. I mean, this is the absurdity that makes me laugh so much, because someone will read that and they'll say, oh, okay, yeah, you know, nothing going on there. And then at the end, it says it's a conspiracy theory. And they say, oh, I knew it. And even though it says all these governments are doing these things, it's a conspiracy theory. So they're not really. I mean, it's bizarre. It's okay, I'm getting destroyed now. I can't even see. The wind and spray is so harsh. So let's wrap up here. Make sure to check out the video on, oh, that's better. Make sure to check out the video this weekend. It's going to be a good production as well. I've taken your feedback, so thank you so much for that. So the editing will be a little bit different now, a little bit less music, a little bit less sound effects and stuff like that. And apart from that, take care, God bless you, and I'll see you this weekend.